This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Darkest Hour by Barbara Erskine. Read by Sandra Duncan. Prologue. March. Glancing into the driving mirror, Lawrence Standish frowned uneasily as he swung the old Citroen estate off the main road and headed into a side turning, which wound down steeply through coppiced woods towards the valley bottom. The sleek black Ford, which had been sitting on his tail for the last 20 miles or so, had followed him and was drawing closer. He had first noticed the car coming out of Chichester. It was close behind him, too close, and he was growing increasingly irritated. Perhaps he shouldn't have turned off the main road. He was lost now, well off the beaten track, threading his way up and down winding lanes, ever mindful of the car still there in his rear-view mirror. He was approaching a crossroads now. On impulse, he spun the Citroen's steering wheel to the left at the last moment without signalling, feeling the suspension sway and adjust as the road climbed steeply again, becoming narrower and more potholed as it crested the rise and plunged once more into the woods. The black car followed him. If anything, it had closed the gap between them slightly. He didn't recognise the car, and he couldn't make out the face of the driver, but there was no doubt at all that he was being harassed in an increasingly dangerous fashion. He had no idea why. Was it road rage? Had he offended him by pulling out in front of him or something?